Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our 54th episode of Dr. Smith Live. We have really another fantastic presentation for you today. And I know we got a lot of positive feedback from last week's presentation with the voltage is healing. This week, we have a really great topic. It's one of my favorites, hypothyroidism and hypoadrenia. So the link to chronic fatigue and degenerative diseases. And I know before we get started, we have a little housekeeping notes here. The next presentation will be January 6th for part three. So we're going to take a little vacation with the holidays. So that'll be really exciting for the new year. Also, there were a couple questions that I had to do some research on. One was relating to deuterium, heavy water, as it relates to the mitochondria. And basically, the information that I gleaned from the scientific literature was that deuterium slows down what they call electron transfer in the mitochondria, which ultimately is going to hamper the production of ATP or energy. So drinking heavy water is going to retard your energy production in your cell. The article was in the medical literature, Biological Effects of Deuterionation, ATP Synthase, as an example. So when I send my notes up to be posted, the citation will be there and a little bit of notes. Also, we had a question about the trace minerals for the different organs. So that'll also be placed up there. The thyroid, it's iodine and selenium. The pancreas, chromium, zinc, and vanadium. Pituitary's manganese. The adrenals are copper. Parathyroid is calcium and phosphorus. Mitochondria is magnesium. Thymus gland, iron, magnesium, selenium, and zinc. And the spleen is zinc. And the liver is copper, phosphorus, selenium, zinc, and iron. Like I said, they'll be listed in my notes when I send them up to my to Ronald, my other IT person. Again, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, Nikola Tesla. So there's many causes of chronic fatigue and other illnesses. And the more and more people that I've been seeing recently, hypothyroidism is like a major red flag. I mean, and unfortunately, it's not going to show up in the routine blood tests. So just because your blood test says everything's normal, don't believe it. It's all getting like to be the fake news with the fake medicine tests. They're all giving you a bunch of smoke and mirrors, unfortunately. So hypothyroidism, it's the endocrine connection is also to hypoadrenia. There's 30 million women and 15 million men are affected. So hypothyroidism is frequently associated with hypoadrenia because it's a biofeedback mechanism. When your thyroid gets depressed, your adrenal glands increase in function to bring up the metabolism. So that's why they're so tightly interwoven with function. So again, when the thyroid function reduces, it reduces due to toxicity, nutritional deficiencies, infections, heavy metals, and so forth, your cellular metabolism decreases. So your immune system goes south on you. And with the holiday season, people, you're going to see a lot of flus. Why? Because alcohol and sugar and processed foods are going to suppress your calcium level, suppress your adrenals, suppress your thyroid. It's going to screw up your microbiome and your intestine. And you're going to be a walking time bomb, basically. And you'll come down. You have to realize there's 100 trillion organisms in our body on any given day, 100 trillion, right? Guess what? When your terrain gets corrupted, that's when they manifest and you get sick. It's so simple. If you eat clean, guess what? You won't get sick during the holiday. So you have this adrenals and that's your feedback. So they pick up the metabolism. It's the same thing with menopause. When women go through menopause and they had a bad experience because the ovaries and the adrenal cortex develop embryologically from the same tissue. So when the ovaries stop producing the hormones, guess what? The adrenal cortex is wiped out because too much Starbucks coffee and other processed foods, and they can't produce the female hormones to get them over the hump through the transition. So thyroid hormones are also required for nearly every physiological process in your body. Research in 1878 by William Ord, MD, and 1920 by Dr. Eugene Hertog. He was a medical doctor from Belgium. And in the 1950s by Dr. Broda Barnes, all discovered lower metabolism as a side effect of an underactive thyroid. So a slower metabolism interferes with digestion, especially wheat and gluten complexes, and is accompanied by many clinical symptoms. Interestingly, one of my biking buddies was in today, and I got his thyroid working, and guess what? His allergies have disappeared. Excuse me, that's not the first time that's happened with patients. So the thyroid is very critical in all kinds of allergies, along with the liver and the adrenals. But the clinical symptoms that are associated with your underactive thyroid are fatigue. And actually, it's all the advertisements that you see on TV, fatigue and constipation. Okay. If you're not having three bowel movements a day, you're constipated. And that's why your eyes are brown. Headaches, acne, infertility, depression, anxiety, and panic attacks. Insomnia, because when your thyroid's not working properly, your adrenals are overworking and you can't get to sleep. Dry, scaly, rough skin. Weight gain. Some people look at food and they gain weight. I had a young woman in from Manhattan this afternoon, and she said, I've gained like 30 pounds in the last 6 weeks, and I can't understand it. I said, it's because your thyroid's not working properly. She said, but all my tests are normal. I said, you believe that, and I'll sell you some oceanfront property in Wyoming. Increase in tooth decay. So low thyroid, low immune system, more tooth decay. And I usually say it with patients like in the 60s or 70-year brackets, and they can't understand why they're getting more tooth decay. But once we get through it, you'll understand why the thyroid's getting depressed. Thinning and loss of hair. Oh, when I brush my hair, clumps are coming out. Can't understand it. Weak thyroid. Ringing in the ears. Weak immune system. Muscle spasms. Wake up in the middle of the night and they're calf muscles like a knot, man, and it hurts, okay? Enlarged heart. My good friend Mark Starr, he wrote a book called Hypothyroidism Type 2. He has photographs of x-rays of the heart, and the hearts were enlarged. And 3 months after the patient was put on natural thyroid hormone, the heart went back to normal. So the heart has to beat harder because it doesn't have the energy from the T3, from the thyroid hormone. So the T4 that's produced by the thyroid gets converted by testosterone, selenium, B vitamins, okay, into T3. And that's what gives the heart the momentum to pump the blood around the body. Also, high blood pressure. So people that are on these diuretics or calcium channel blockers, they're killing themselves because you're slowing the heart down, okay? How the heck can the blood perfuse through the organs, the brain, the different tissues? So they all start to deteriorate. I'm telling you, it's false narratives that are being put out there. And the people, unfortunately, you know, they tell a big enough lie long enough, they believe it. Dizziness, because you're not getting enough blood supply up into the brain. Weak muscle and ligaments. So if you got hypermobile ligaments, unstable joints, good probability that your thyroid's involved. Loss of libido. Okay, cold hands, cold feet, mental fog, apathy, just hang around. They couldn't care less about anything. Poor comprehension. I know when I was in dental school, I couldn't remember squat. I had to study five times harder to remember anything. Because when I was a young baby, the idiots in the white coats with the stethoscopes around their neck used radiation to shrink my enlarged thymus gland, and they knocked out part of my thyroid. But thank God I got that squared away and taken care of. Hoarseness. A lot of people that develop hoarseness, they can't understand. They don't have an infection or whatever. It's because you get swelling of the vocal cords. Coarse hair. fluid retention. It's called non-pitting edema, where you can press on your arm, but it doesn't indent because there's extra interstitial fluid, and it's caused by mucopolysaccharides that are created when you have a low thyroid. And your legs can swell up, arms can swell up. We call them bingo arms, where you got the flab hanging down here. Okay. High cholesterol level. So doctors say, oh, you should get on the statin drugs because your cholesterol is 230. Well, they're going to kill you because the statin drugs are going to decrease the amount of cholesterol available so your brain can heal itself. Your brain shrinks. And what do they call that? Dementia. So they're actually contributing to dementia by putting you on the statin drugs. It also causes type 2 diabetes, damages your liver and kidney, possible association with cancer. Other than that, it's a wonderful drug. And also rhabdomyolysis, which is breakdown of muscle tissue throughout the body. So you can get painful wrists, painful knees, whatever, and the muscle tissue is breaking down. So there were, before statin drugs came on the scene, I think it was 1976, I think that was about that time, there were 4 cases worldwide of rhabdomyolysis. After statins came on the scene, I think there were like 4,000 cases. It was ridiculous. Strong association. Also, associated with fibromyalgia and general pain. And it makes so much sense. When your metabolism decreases, the metabolic wastes build up in your cells. Well, that's Pain City, and why you have diffuse pain patterns all over the place. And the doctors can't figure it out where it's coming from. And like I said, the blood tests in most cases show, oh, your thyroid's normal. And so unfortunately, I've been brainwashed to believe, you know, these routine tests. Now, 7 common factors that suppress thyroid function. Very important to understand. Fluoride. So any of you that are using fluoride toothpaste, drinking fluoridated water, forget about it. It's a pure poison. It's, why do you think Hitler used fluoride in the water and so did Stalin? For a reason. It dumbed down the population. It was easier to control them. And that's one of the reasons why they were pushing fluoride in the United States for many years. Thank God there's a pushback on that deal. Mercury from your dental fillings and fish, again, suppresses thyroid function. And radiation, okay, back in the 2011, we had Fukushima, that meltdown there, the atomic reactors. And interestingly, I had a patient from San Francisco. She died within 4 months after Fukushima. Well, she was a vegan, very, very strict vegetarian. If the Pope didn't bless her food, she wouldn't eat it. And when you're a strict vegetarian, your immune system is not working properly. And like I said, she died in 4 months after Fukushima hit the West Coast because you need the animal protein to support your immune system. But these people think that, you know, you worship the carrot god, you're going to be protected. Doesn't work out that way. You need some roadkill. Unsaturated fats, they block the hormone secretion of thyroid and also the utilization of the thyroid hormone. So unsaturated fats aren't that great for you. Soy products, phytoestrogens are potent anti-thyroid agents. So I was in macrobiotics back in the 1980 for 6 years. And after a while, I got addicted to the thyroid, or the soy rather. And I'd get up in the middle of the night and go down and start drinking the soy milk. It got that bad. I finally kicked the habit. Stress increases cortisol levels, which interfere with thyroid function. And of course, gluten also suppresses thyroid function. And bromine, an 8th one. People buy a new car, they're all excited, especially in the summertime, the hot weather. The vapors that come off from the plastic in your dashboard give off bromine, which suppresses thyroid function. So that's an 8th one. Now, caffeine has been found to block absorption of thyroid hormone replacement. And this is Dr. Lee. He was out in the West Coast. He's not with us anymore. He ascended. People who were taking their thyroid medication with their morning coffee had uncontrollable thyroid levels. Alcohol consumption can wreak havoc on both the thyroid hormone levels in the body and the ability of the thyroid to produce hormone. Alcohol appears to have a toxic effect on the thyroid gland and suppresses the ability of the body to use thyroid hormones. So caffeine and alcohol make you wacky. People lose control. Anyway, everyone has an appendage of a cup on their hand in the morning, and they're drinking their morning coffee, and you're messing up your thyroid function. I can't understand why they have mental confusion. Some nutritional support for your thyroid: natural B vitamins, not synthetic B. If you smell your vitamins in your container and it smells like a drug, it ain't natural, people. It's pharmaceutical grade synthetic garbage. Manganese helps the cell membrane activation of the conversion of the T4 to T3 in the liver, and that's very important. Vitamin C, again, food-based. Don't think because you're taking ascorbic acid that you are taking vitamin C. It's a lie. It's the antioxidant fraction of vitamin C. So get with the program. Get food-based vitamin C. We use either from green buckwheat, Cyruta Plus, or Amla C from Indian gooseberry. So a large experimental study published in the British medical journal Endocrine Disorders journal reported that all subjects with benign or malignant thyroid disease has low levels of antioxidants, particularly with selenium, zinc, and vitamin C. Very, very important. The thyroid is one of the key endocrine glands that's very nutritionally dependent. And if you don't feed it the trace minerals, your gland's going to go south on you. And there's only 26 different symptoms related to thyroid function. Went over many of them just previously. So you need selenium that converts your T4 to T3. Selenium is present in wheat germ oil. So if you take wheat germ oil, you're going to get your selenium. Vitamin E is also in wheat germ oil. That's good for hormone production. Then there's a vitamin E from green peas. Okay, that's good for muscle function. So you really have to know the source of your vitamin and the physiologic function. They have different functions. Vitamin E from wheat germ oil is good for hormone production. Vitamin E from green peas is good for muscle function. Don't forget it. Ayurvedic herb, camphora mucul, M-U-K-U-L. Active component is glucosterone, which helps lower your LDL cholesterol, triglycerides, and toxins. Glutathione's have been used traditional Ayurvedic medicine in India for several thousands of years to help weight management. Also, duct tape works too. Only kidding. Like I said, you could look at food and you'll gain weight if your thyroid's not working properly. And zinc is very important also for the thyroid. Now, the endocrine system. It's estimated that up to 80% of adults experience adrenal fatigue during their lifetime. Yet it remains one of the most underdiagnosed illnesses in the United States. When your adrenal glands are fatigued, a condition known as adrenal fatigue or adrenal exhaustion exists. Hypoadrenia is the most common cause of fatigue that is missed or misdiagnosed by most physicians. Most physicians don't believe in adrenal fatigue. They think it's a conspiracy theory. That's because they're brain dead. And they don't, and until their wife comes down with adrenal fatigue, then they get smart all of a sudden. The optimal function of your adrenal glands. Your body has two adrenal glands located just above your kidneys in the back, and you can get low back pains and you think that it's muscle spasms, but your adrenals are like screeching and screaming at you. The adrenal glands secrete more than 60 different hormones, many of which are essential for life. So your glucocorticoids, for example, these hormones, which include cortisol, help your body convert food into energy, normalize blood sugar, respond to stress, and maintain your immune system's inflammatory response. Mineral corticoids, these hormones, which include aldosterone, help keep your blood pressure and blood volume normal by maintaining a proper balance of sodium, potassium, and water in your body. Adrenaline, this hormone increases your heart rate and controls blood flow to your muscles and your brain, along with helping with the conversion of the glycogen, which is stored in your liver, to glucose. Together, these hormones and others produced by your adrenal glands controls such body's functions as maintaining metabolic processes, such as managing your blood sugar levels and regulating inflammation, regulating your body's balance of salt and water, controlling your fight or flight response to stress, maintaining pregnancy, initiating and controlling sexual maturation during childhood and puberty, producing sex steroids such as estrogen and testosterone. So overfunction is actually what causes them to break down. Again, when your thyroid goes south on you and gets underfunctioning, your adrenals are going to overwork to pick up the metabolism of the body. Eventually, they're going to poop out on you. You know, drinking Red Bull and drinking Starbucks coffee and eating Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast every morning, it's not going to cut it, people. And sugar is going to wreak havoc on your endocrine system. So one of your endocrine glands' most important task is to get your body ready for the fight or flight stress response, which means increasing adrenaline and other hormones. As part of this response, your heart rate and your blood pressure increase, your digestion slows, and your body becomes ready to face a potential threat or challenge. Many of us are constantly faced with stressors, work, environment, toxins, not enough sleep, worry, relationship problems, and more. COVID, all the nonsense, economical problems coming on. So therefore, they're always in fight or flight. It's like having your foot on the gas pedal all day long. It's hard to stop the vehicle. Again, the key is you have to slow the body down by taking minerals and dark green leafy foods and calm down your nervous system. So the result is that your adrenal glands, faced with excessive stress and burden, become overworked and fatigued. Some common factors that put excess stress on your adrenals are anger, fear, anxiety, guilt, depression, and other negative emotions, overwork, increased physical and mental strain, excessive exercise. These people that are become jocks, they can't wait to get to the gym. They work themselves crazy. They're burning out their adrenals. They're not going to be on this planet for a long extended stay. Sleep deprivation, light cycle disruption, so such as working the night shift or often going to sleep late. Surgery, trauma, or injury is going to stress the heck out of your adrenals. Chronic inflammation. Keep eating sugar. It raises your insulin level. Your insulin increases systemic inflammation. So eating refined carbohydrates, a donut once in a while is not going to kill you. But if you're doing it on a regular basis and you have elevated insulin, you're going to have chronic inflammation, which then causes fibrosis in the body so that your organs start to scar up, your brain, your liver, your spleen, your pancreas, thymus, thyroid, and then you get dysfunction, disease, and death. That's how it all works. So chronic inflammation, infection, illness, or pain, temperature extremes, toxic exposure, chemicals, you know, driving down 95 or taking the turnpike up through New Jersey, you're breathing all kinds of toxic chemicals from the chemical plants, nutritional deficiencies and or severe allergies. The standard American diet, you're better off eating the cardboard box that the garbage came in. At least you'll get fiber in your diet. Malocclusions, bad bite. Believe it or not, when you have an imbalance with your bite, you're stressing out your adrenals. Hypothyroidism, so a low-functioning thyroid will cause your adrenals to overwork to bring up the body's metabolism. So, signs and symptoms of adrenal fatigue. The deficiencies in certain adrenal hormones will vary with each case, of course, ranging from mild to severe. In its most extreme form, this is referred to as Addison's disease, which President Kennedy had, a condition that causes muscle weakness, weight loss, low blood pressure, and low blood sugar, and can be life-threatening. Fortunately, only about 4 persons per 100,000 develop Addison's disease, which is due to, quote, autoimmune disease, which I don't buy into that label, but this is what medicine likes to tag it. In most cases, but it can also develop after very severe episodes of distress. In the more serious cases of adrenal fatigue, the activity of the adrenal glands is so diminished that the person may have difficulty getting out of bed. or more than a few hours a day to have any functionality or enough energy to work. With each increment of reduction in adrenal function, every organ and system in your body is more profoundly affected. So the weaker your adrenals are, the faster you're going to slide down the slippery slope. So classic signs and symptoms of adrenal fatigue include fatigue and weakness, especially in the morning and afternoon, a suppressed immune system, increased allergies, muscle and bone loss, and muscle weakness, depression, craving for foods high in salt, sugar, or fat. We had a neighbor who was a psychiatrist, and every once in a while we go out to dinner with he and his wife, and this guy would take the salt shaker and douse his food like you couldn't imagine. His adrenals were shot, and when your adrenals are shot, you urinate out the sodium, and that's why these people eat potato chips and pretzels and salt their food a lot. There's no mystery once you understand the physiology. Hormonal imbalances, skin problems, or immune disorders. When your immune system's weak, anything will take hold. And unfortunately, traditional docs don't have the skills or the knowledge to diagnose what's in that organ causing the body to attack it. So they throw a label, oh, you have autoimmune disease. Nothing we can do. Put you on steroids. Increased PMS. PMS stands for poor memory sometime, all kidding aside, or menopausal symptoms. Again, the ovaries and the adrenal glands embryologically develop from the same tissue. When women go through their menopause, guess what? The adrenals are wiped out and they go kokomo bokomo. Low sex drive, lightheadedness when getting up from a sitting or lying position, sensitivity to bright light. Why? Because when your adrenals are weak, your iris cannot accommodate to the bright light. So normally when you get in a bright light, the iris closes down to diminish the amount of light coming in and your body can handle it. You go to IKEA or Walmart or bright sunlight and you got to wear really dark, dark sunglasses because you just cannot tolerate the bright light. So that's really indicative. Like anytime a patient comes to my office and they're in pain and they're wearing really, really dark sunglasses, I know they got weak adrenals. That's a great diagnostic sign. Decreased ability to handle stress. When you have an underactive thyroid and a weak adrenals, that is a prescription for a nervous breakdown. And I am not kidding. So I know when patients come to me and I find both organs weak, you cannot stress these people. You have to put them on adaptogenic mushrooms like shaga or cordyceps or ashwagandha to rebuild, allow their adrenal glands to recuperate. Otherwise, you're going to kill them. Trouble waking up in the morning despite a full night's sleep. These people are totally wiped out. Like I said, even 10, 11, 12 hours of sleep and poor memory. So people with adrenal fatigue often get a burst of energy around 6 p.m., followed by sleepiness at 9 p.m. or 10 p.m., which is often resisted. So a second wind at 11 p.m. is then common, which often may keep you up from falling asleep until 1 a.m. in the morning. Those with adrenal fatigue often also have abnormal blood sugar levels and mental disturbances, such as increased fears and anxiety, and rely on coffee, caffeinated sodas, and other forms of stimulation to keep them going. The most common symptom of adrenal fatigue is unrelenting fatigue, a feeling of being run down or not able to keep up with your daily demands. They feel like a dish rag. They just have no stamina, no anything. And because fatigue is such a common symptom, the syndrome is very often missed or misdiagnosed by physicians. The common medical test for adrenal function cannot diagnose adrenal fatigue. Adding to the problem of misdiagnosis is the fact that doctors typically use an ACTH, it's adrenocorticotropic hormone test, to check for problems with your adrenal glands. However, the test only recognizes extreme underproduction or overproduction of hormone levels as shown by the top and bottom 2% of the bell curve. Symptoms of adrenal malfunction, meanwhile, occur after 15% of the mean on both sides of the curve. So your adrenal glands should be functioning 20% below the mean. And your body experiences symptoms of adrenal fatigue, and the standard test won't recognize it. So like I said, unfortunately, in my clinical experience, most of these standard tests that these doctors are using on you are worthless. They don't tell you what's wrong. It's just showing how your body's reacting to what's causing the problem, but they don't know how to recognize it. The test that will recognize adrenal fatigue in all of its stages is a salivary cortisol test. This is an inexpensive test that you can purchase online and do it at home, and no prescription is needed. However, if you suspect you'll have adrenal fatigue, a knowledgeable natural healthcare provider can help you with diagnosis and treatment. So natural, simple steps to recover from adrenal fatigue. It takes time to burn out your adrenal glands, and as you might suspect, it also takes some time to recover. So you can expect 6 to 9 months of recovery time for minor adrenal fatigue, 12 to 18 months for moderate adrenal fatigue, and up to 24 months for severe adrenal fatigue. The good news is that natural treatments are very effective for the syndrome, and with time, patients, and the tips that follow, it's possible to recover. I had a patient recently from Detroit, 7 years of living on this planet. He only had 2 hours of sleep a night, went to all the top specialists. They couldn't figure it out. In 3 minutes, I gave him a diagnosis of hypoadrenia and hypothyroid, and he almost broke down in tears. He said, in 3 minutes, you told me what was wrong with me, when all these top doctors with all their fancy blood tests couldn't figure it out. It took 1 year to get this guy back to a normal state. And I have the video testimonial on my website, so I'm not making this stuff up. So probably the single most important area is to have powerful tools and strategies to address the current and past emotional traumas in your life. Hug a tree, people. Dissipate the negative energies in your body. And if somebody cuts you out with road rage, let them go. It's not worth getting killed over today, because the guy could have gotten fired, 2 hours before. His wife could have left him. His pet got run over. Who the heck knows what the reason for his road rage, but don't get sucked into it. Prayer, meditation, and meridian tapping techniques can be very helpful here. If you were to focus only on the area where you'd be best concentrate in this area, this is really central key to restoring your adrenal glands. The adaptogenic mushrooms are the best, which we'll get into those very shortly. So listen to your body and rest when you feel tired. This includes during the day by taking short naps or just laying down. All the great presidents took afternoon naps. Roosevelt, Truman, and Churchill. Now, he wasn't a president, but he was prime minister. But anyway, all these great people would take naps in the afternoon. They would get great ideas when they woke up. Sleep in until 9 a.m. if you feel like it. Exercise regularly using a comprehensive program of strength, aerobics, core, and interval training. Eat a healthy, nutrient-dense diet, raw foods, and fresh juices. I had a long day at the office, a full day. I came home. I made fresh green juice with celery, beets, Granny Smith apples, and I took in a heaping teaspoon of Pure Synergy, and I had a small raw salad, and I feel like I just got up from 10 hours of deep sleep. I'm wide awake, my head's clear, and I'm full of energy even after a full day in the office and presenting this wonderful information to you. So just because you're 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, it's only a number. And the key is that if you don't feed the raw materials to your body, the mitochondria can't produce the energy, and you're going to feel like a 150-year-old. The key is Sunoco racing fuel. So again, eat a healthy diet, dense raw foods, fresh juices. Avoid stimulants like coffee and soda, as these can further exhaust your adrenal glands. Eating processed foods will wipe out your endocrine system. 5 nutritional factors to support your adrenal function. Natural B vitamin complex, primarily concerned with low levels of B12, B5, B6, because these B vitamins are actively involved in cell metabolism. B5, also known as pantothenic acid, helps break down food into the proper energy metabolites so you can have more energy. B6 is involved in the production of adrenal hormones, and B12 helps in energy production. And the bacteria in the healthy microbiome in your intestine will produce B12. Together, these B vitamins help reduce adrenal fatigue by providing your body with what it needs to recover. Most people don't get enough B vitamins. When you look on their dried cereal box, it's all synthetic garbage. It's chemicals. You need good quality food-based supplements. Dark green leafy vegetables. Okay, vitamin C, intimately involved in the production of all your adrenal hormones. The highest concentration of vitamin C in the body is actually in the adrenal glands. So when you're put into a stressful situation, your adrenal glands use a lot of vitamin C to produce the stress response hormones. And again, people think ascorbic acid is vitamin C. When you go to GNC or most of these health food stores, I bet you 98% of the vitamin C there is ascorbic acid. Magnesium, 73% of the population has a magnesium deficiency. A deficiency often results in symptoms like fatigue, depression, muscle cramping, and insomnia. Magnesium calms down your sympathetic nervous system. That's the gas pedal of your body. According to a recent study, many individuals have low magnesium status associated with increased chronic inflammatory stress that could be alleviated by increased magnesium intake. Now, interestingly, mother's milk produces the minerals for the baby in the orotate form, O-R-O-T-A-T-E, orotate. It's quickly absorbed into the bloodstream, gets into the system very, very quickly. There's a lot of different types of magnesium out there. Hans Nieper, the great physician from Germany, formulated his minerals in the orotate form, calcium orotate, magnesium, potassium orotate. I use it extensively in my practice, and one of the reasons why we get such great results is because I've discovered nutrients that really work, that are food-based and full of photons and energy. Now, adaptogens, very, very important. Adaptogens are herbs and plant extracts that help the body adapt to stress. Adaptogens help keep everything in balance. Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha has anti-anxiolytic effect and improves energy levels and mitochondrial health. Very, very important. Holy basil. Holy basil has also been shown to counter metabolic stress through normalization of blood glucose, blood pressure, and lipid levels, and psychological stress through positive effects on memory and cognitive function. Cordyceps, one of my favorites. Every morning I take a tablespoon of this stuff. The best is Stanley Nye's cordyceps that he gets from a special place over in China. He grew up in China. He knows the people that are producing it. Most of the cordyceps on the store shelves are from Canada, United States, and they're worthless, people. So cordyceps is one of the greatest adaptogenic mushrooms. It's actually a fungus, supports greater levels of energy, appetite, stamina, libido, boost immune system and endurance, along with improving sleeping patterns. It also increases oxygenation of blood, white blood cells, and your immune system. And it's also good against cancer. Pyroloquinone, PQQ, acts as an antioxidant, enhances mitochondrial function, and increases the number of mitochondria. Also exerts neuroprotective effects on adult humans. I take that every once in a while if I'm going to have an extra hard day. Protein, good roadkill, supports adrenal repair, keeps energy levels high without causing spikes in your blood sugar. Good choices include beef, wild fish, eggs, free-range chicken, and good quality protein powders. Always try to buy your meat organic whenever possible. Studies have shown the body uses 98% of the liquid extract compared to only about 39 to 53% of a capsule or tablet. Let me read that again. Studies show the body uses 98% of a liquid extract compared to only about 39 to 53% of a capsule or tablet, meaning the remainder of those ingredients and the money spent on them are just flushed down the toilet. The seven worst foods for adrenal fatigue. High sugar fruits like dates and prunes, sugary snacks, fast foods, processed foods, refined grains, white bread, cookies, and pasta. They're high in phosphorus, and dried fruits because of the sugar and the caffeine. So hopefully I've given you a good Cliff Notes version. It's very powerful information because 99% of the physicians have no clue about this information. And if you have fatigue, they're only going to give you a drug to try to boost your mental stamina or whatever. And for every stimulus, you get an equal and opposite depression. Remember that. You drink a Starbucks coffee, you're going to get an equal and opposite depression. So, Jared, where's our questions here? What is a natural thyroid hormone supplement? We use one from New Zealand called Echothyroid. It comes in two strengths. One's 125 milligrams, the other is 37. I take it myself periodically. It's the precursors. New Zealand has clean organs that they prepare the freeze-dried thyroid tissue. As far as a prescription, I've actually switched over to Westroid. It's a prescription, but we actually cloned it into a liquid form. And a good buddy of mine, my bucking buddy, was in today, and he was on Armour Thyroid for years, and he was crashing. Within a very short period of time, like a week, he said he got his life back and his allergies disappeared. So the key is Echothyroid. It's by Professional Health Products. It's a really great, great product. So another question, Jared. A low thyroid, you can't gain weight. Now, usually you'll have an overactive adrenal glands, and that's what burns up. Or if you have an overactive thyroid, you won't be able to gain weight. And usually you'll be jittery and shaky and kind of like John Belushi. Would normal detox methods be appropriate in the case of metabolic waste buildup due to low thyroid? Well, you want to approach it from two aspects. One, remove the burden from your intestines and off your liver and detox the tissue, but you also want to support your thyroid. So you got to do both. How can we find your notes? Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to email it up to Ronald, and he'll have it on ghsdoc.live, ghsdoc.live tomorrow. It'll be up there. If a person has a low C-reactive protein level, does that alone mean the person has no underlying disease brewing? No way in hell. It's a false sense of security. Just because you don't have inflammation at that point in time doesn't mean that you have tissues that have mercury or lead or cadmium or aluminum or arsenic in it or glyphosate or any one of the hundreds and hundreds of, you know, dioxins or pesticides. And that's the problem. These tests grab a snippet of blood at one little minuscule point in time that was flowing through your blood vessel. But it's not telling you what the heck's going on in your organs, your brain, your tissues. And that's why, to me, it's a scam, this stuff. Energetic testing is so far superior. So what are we lacking if it's hard to maintain muscles and losing elastin? Basically, good quality protein is very, very important to rebuild the muscles. You're not going to do it with garbanzo beans and carrots and kale. It's not going to work. You need animal protein. Good collagen, good hydrolyzed collagen. We use a whole body collagen product from Designs for Health. Very, very good quality. Elastin, you also need vitamin C to produce the collagen and the elastin for muscles and ligaments, manganese, all your trace minerals. So basically, animal protein, good collagen, B vitamins, vitamin C, good essential oils like we use, Dr. Priskin's formula, we call it clinician's preference. You need all these things to maintain good, healthy muscles. Which of your frequency formulas do you recommend for low thyroid and low adrenals on your website? I think on the second tier, we had for chronic fatigue, and it's adaptogenic frequencies like cordyceps or the sarcoid, adrenal sarcoid, which helps stimulate normal function, or thyroid sarcoid. Again, the B vitamins are very, very important. I'd have to review my list. Right now, I can't remember off the top of my head what all the programs we have, because we have three different tiers. But the key that you want to look for is adaptogenic mushrooms to allow your adrenals to recuperate, and the precursors to allow the thyroid to function, give it all the raw materials. So adrenals and thyroid. I'm so weak, fatigued, and my limbs feel like they are weights attached to them. I have every symptom you mentioned, plus others. What are the lab tests I need to have? Basically, you need a good panel, 25 different tests that they run to check all your blood values, but also CyberScan type evaluation, because the traditional blood test will just show you imbalances of chemicals. Like if your liver's not working properly, you'll have an elevated alkaline phosphatase, but it's not going to tell you why your liver's not working right. More than likely, you have a dysbiosis. You have pathogenic bacteria in your intestines, which are producing heavy toxic chemicals, which are weakening your muscles. Your thyroid, if you have any root canals or wisdom teeth or other teeth that were extracted, you have residual infections in your jawbone. That's going to suppress thyroid function and adrenal function. A lot of people who have a lot of fatigue have acid pHs. I started to reinstitute taking oral pHs on my patients. Invariably, they've all been 6.5. I had one young woman in today. She had a 5.5. When you're acidic like that, your oxygen level's low. You're going to be weak. Your bacteria are going to flourish in your body. And so you have to start looking at basic parameters, the intestines, the microbiome, your pH, the quality of the protein you're taking in, digestive enzymes so that you can break down the food and assimilate it, and also repairing your cell membrane with the vitamin formula that Peskin advocates, 11-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. Most doctors think omega-3 is more important. They're totally wrong, and the science backs that statement up. So you have to look, Christina, at a global view of your body. When you're fatigued, toxic, no energy, you have multiple systems that have to be evaluated and supported. So CyberScan, over 135 electromagnetic signatures, it's going to pick up stuff that no blood test in the world will ever pick up. So you are fixable. It just takes time. What do you think of cell salts? Wonderful. Again, I have all the cell salts, and periodically, when I feel it's indicated, I test to see which one the patient needs. And Jennifer, I can tell you from clinical experience, a high percentage of people need silica, because silica is like a little computer chip in every cell of your body and makes it work more effectively. But yeah, there's about 12 different cell salts. But again, you have to test energetically to see which cell salt is right for you. Just don't throw darts and say, I'll try this one, I'll try that one. That's not effective. Do you have any experience with repigmentation vitiligo once it's stable? Melanogenesis is a technical term, right? Some of the pigments are too dark, other spots in the area won't repigment. Well, a lot of the pigmentation has to do with adrenal function. So the key is you want to get your adrenals normalized. That's where the Stanley-Nias cordyceps works really well, or the ashwagandha, and feeding good protein and the B vitamins, your trace minerals, and also Indiamies, which helps your endocrine system absorb the trace minerals. So to me, when you're getting splotches, not consistent pigmentation, then there's ups and downs of the adrenals and the hormone imbalance is not stable. So I would work heavily on the adrenal glands. Okay. I have the bite problem and weak adrenals. Started taking adrenal gland just in a process at night along with CLO Gold, super nutrients, and zeolite drops. My stress digestion much improved. Yeah, you got to support your adrenals. But also, if you have a bite problem, there's a good chance you may have cranial distortions. I just had a young woman in from Manhattan this afternoon, and she had jaw problems. And she went to a different dentist and different appliances. They had Invisalign. And her cranium was all twisted. It took an hour. I adjusted and balanced her cranium. She couldn't believe how great her bite was, because it's like a door frame. If you have a crooked door frame, do you keep shaving the door to fit the crooked door frame? Your temporal bones right here, when they're twisted and torqued, your condyles can't sit right. Your jaw imbalance is going to be, aggravated. And you can make 1,000 appliances. It's not going to solve the problem. You got to straighten the foundation, which is your temporal bone. So the key in this whole equation is you got to look globally at the patient, not just, I got pain in my TM joint or my muscles sore, and treat that. You got to treat the whole global issue. Do you like the cell food drops to add to water? Yes. Again, if you get an energetically compatible cell food, then it's going to work for you. That's the key. You just don't take anything off the shelf and just start taking it. You can use divining rods. You can use a pendulum. You can use bidigital O-ring to test. I use cranial rhythm. You could use muscle testing. There's many ways that you can show compatibility of the energy pattern of the food or vitamin with you. And that's the way I've been doing it for many, many years, and we get the best results. Thank you for watching. I learned a lot myself, to be honest with you. And that's one of the reasons why I keep flipping the rocks, because the answers are all out there, and you people kind of motivate me to kind of push my boundaries, and everybody wins. So God bless. Have a great, great holiday. And remember, as Joey Bishop, the old time comedian, said, if you're drinking and driving during the holiday season, make sure that you turn your radio up really, really loud so you don't hear the crash. Drive carefully. Eat healthy, and we'll see you in the new year. God bless.